Warning! Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine, your co-host. This week, we are still being preempted by football. It's been for a couple weeks now, but hopefully next week, we will be back on at our regularly scheduled time, 11 a.m. Pacific. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good.
How's your rash?
My rash is getting better because we're finishing our remodeling our bathrooms. And I had this rash for about 7 months now. And even a week and 2 weeks ago, it was terrible. As you treated me, you saw how black and lumpy it is. And this week, it suddenly become better because we are finishing the bathroom. We just finished yesterday.
Mm.
Yeah, the bathroom is in southeast part of our master suite.
Mm-hmm.
And southeast part of any place this year, it means sickness.
Right.
And you go to that area a lot. Especially when you pound on it with remodeling, you excite the sickness chi and will cause illness in the owner of the area.
Right, right. Anyway, to update the audience, I started my family practice rotation 3 weeks ago, and it's very interesting how they treat patients with drugs. Everything is drugs, 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 and the pharmaceutical reps often frequent the office and take us out to sushi lunches so that we will prescribe more of their drugs. It's very exciting.
Yes.
So
you have to be very strong and strong in your conviction and know exactly what's going on. You have to determine and know what you are in the medical profession for.
Mm-hmm.
Not to push drugs, not to make money only, but to make people better.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot make people better by treating them endlessly with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You only make them worse. No exceptions. When you use drugs for in long term,
right,
you will reduce
they're
the
useful
health.
In acute situations if you have acute exacerbation of anything, but if you take it for a prolonged period, it will end up weakening your body. And
in fact, I need to say something about the good use of drugs. Just
right.
Recently,
Benadryl,
yeah.
Right?
Benadryl, yeah.
Why don't you tell the audience about that?
Okay. You know, I've been telling the audience that this year, from February of 2003 to February of next year, okay, the southeast part is the sickness area.
Mm-hmm.
And if your front door or it's in southeast part of your house, or you sleep in your bedroom in the southeast part of your bedroom, okay, you will have more chance of getting sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Just like southeast China, Hong Kong, that's where SARS started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it spread to Canada, and it spread to southeast part of Canada, which
in
is Toronto. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we have been doing some remodeling, which we have to finish. Okay, we have the bathroom, which is southeast part of my master suite, all torn apart. And so for 6 to 7 months, I have this rash, you know.
Itchy rash.
And
raised.
And you have been treating me, and Jason has been treating me, Derek has been treating me, okay. It only get temporary better, okay. And it was so bad that...
You can't sleep.
We can't sleep. So we move out the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we move out 2 days in the hotel. And it turns out that I think that my position of my head was southeast part of the hotel room.
So
for 2 days, I couldn't sleep at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to take some Benadryl when I came back home, and I was able to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good thing.
Right.
And because Benadryl, one of the side effects is drowsiness.
Right.
Besides getting rid of itchy. So I was able to sleep some and recover some of my chi, and that was a good.
Right.
Yeah.
So there is a use for drugs in medicine, and that is when you have acute situations like your rash, for instance, because sometimes your body is so weak that even the treatment, if you don't have enough chi, it's not going to be receptive to the treatment. And so the drugs will relieve the symptoms so that you will have the energy
That's generally how drug help in acute situation.
Exactly.
Okay, sometimes you take drugs and then you get a cure because you release the body own energy in fighting the symptom, and the body have enough chi to cure the problem.
Exactly.
Only when your body have enough chi, otherwise nothing will work.
Exactly.
So the bottom line is still your energy system to cure.
Right, but when you relieve the symptoms, you have more energy
to fight it.
Exactly.
The bottom line.
Especially when you're tired and you don't get sleep.
Diseases, yeah.
If you don't have sleep, then there's no way that you can fix it. So let's get to our first guest today, John. Hi, is John there? Hello, John?
Hello.
Hi, John.
Welcome to our show.
How are you doing, John?
It's tough to hear you, but...
Oh, you cannot hear us?
Are you on the cell?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you fine.
You cannot hear us?
Are you on a cell phone?
I'm on a cell phone, yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll try to raise our voice a little bit. So can you tell us where you're from and what you do?
Okay, well, I'm from Southern California, and I'm a salesman for a printing company. I own a printing company, and I sell for it.
Okay. Mm. And why don't you give us a little history of what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Well, the history would be... I'm 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 months ago, I started having a problem with my left leg, and I don't know how it started, but I had ongoing pain all down my left side of my leg, and when I drove in the car, it was worse, and so I came to Dr. Tong to see if he could fix that.
Okay.
In fact,
I've gone to a regular doctor, but the regular doctors just don't know what it is. So,
what did they do? What did they try to do for you?
Actually, all they did said, you know, they thought maybe I had arthritis or maybe I had done a strain, but the real answer is there wasn't a real thing wrong with it. And from a pain level of 10 being the most painful, it probably only was a 4, but it was constant, you know, so it was not normal and it was really quite bad. So after a period of time, I came there to see if we could just get the relief from the pain.
So actually, here's a fallacy with conventional medicine, okay? They say maybe it's arthritis, maybe something else, okay? It doesn't matter, okay? Is there a treatment? There's no treatment for it, okay? Whether it's arthritis, whether it's strain, whether it's something like that, it's either muscle relaxant or pain pills. In any case, whatever the diagnosis,
they'll refer you to physical therapy.
Exactly. Okay. So whether you have arthritis, whether you have a strain, whether you have an injury or trauma or fracture, okay, the treatment is the same: pain pills, muscle relaxation, or physical therapy. So what good does it doing a diagnosis for?
So John, what disabilities did you have? It was constant. So while you're driving, sitting, walking, sleeping, it would always be hurting. Was always there. John? Did we lose John? I think we might have lost John.
Yeah, we might have lost it because he's on
a cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, John, in case you hear us, okay, call us back, okay? Yes.
So 3 months he had the problem with his left leg. He's had how many treatments now? One, two. He's had three treatments, it seems, and he's doing a lot better. Right?
Yeah, he's doing a lot better. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he won't be on the show.
Yeah.
But John has referred me quite a few patients in the past. I think he heard us from the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And all his people that he sent to us have been much better. That's why he came in. And he was much better right from the very first treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the same line of thinking, I'm reading a news article from Register, okay? John's back now. So, John, why don't you tell us what happened with the doctor's treatment? John?
With your treatment?
With the other doctors.
Well, actually, they didn't do anything. And then I had two treatments with a chiropractor.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And that didn't help. So,
that didn't help.
But again, we tried that, so I had a heat treatment, and they readjusted my back or whatever. And but again, it was no help. So.
So what happened with our treatment?
So with your treatment, I had four treatments. I came once a week for 4 weeks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And each week it got a little better. It wasn't immediate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And actually, I was thinking, gosh, maybe this wasn't going to work. But after, like, the second week, it was, like, 70-80% better.
Mm-hmm.
And like it came, it's just gone.
Oh, that means
so,
that you...
Anyway, we all do the same thing to see if you can make it hurt again. Anyway, it's just gone. So, actually, 4 weeks, it just went away.
So it's just completely gone now.
It's completely gone now.
That means that you have enough energy, the chi, to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Also, a second lesson is that sometimes not all our patients get better the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you have to be a little patient, give a few tries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
John, where did you hear about Dr. Tong?
Actually, I heard him on the radio probably 3 years ago.
When we started.
I have an 87-year-old mother, and I sent her to him 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that really helped her. And
what was her problem?
Actually, her problem was the same thing. She had some type of arthritic problem.
Yes.
And constant pain.
Mm-hmm.
But then after her first treatment, and actually she didn't want to go, but, mothers do what sons ask them to do.
Good.
Yeah, right.
But actually, after her first treatment, my mom has a sister who's in her 70s,
mm-hmm.
and the sister called me and said, well, you know, she at the market, she could pull things off the shelf, and actually on Thursday, she made the bed where she didn't used to be able to make the bed because of the pain. So in her everyday problems, it got better, and this was after the first treatment. So, and again, she had five treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good for 8 or 9 months.
Mm.
And actually, she wouldn't have to take her pills. There's the other problem that before she would have to take pills and she still had pain.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that's how I had heard of Dr. Tong. And so he fixed up my mom and he's worked on my aunt. I've sent a couple other people. And, not everybody's 100%. So it just depends on just the person.
Well, not everybody 100% because sometimes they need more than just a few treatments. See, most of the people that come to me had years of problems, okay? And they all want to get all well within 3 or 4 treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we all want to do it in one.
Yeah.
In one, okay? Without changing the lifestyle and the diet.
It's a two-part process. The patient has their part as well.
If the patient have the tougher part, the permanent cure part, okay?
It takes a lot of discipline.
You have to change the dietary and lifestyle factor that cause the problem. The patient is the one who created the problem by not doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
We just adjust the body, recreate the balance, and connect the mind back to the body, and we create a balance and teach you what to do. And you have to do what you're supposed to do to avoid it. And that's not easy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
So true.
We're all guilty of it. I mean, when there's like brownies and good
And that's
food.
Why I have to rest for 7 months.
Yeah, and sometimes you eat the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. So, John, is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
No, I just, I can say that definitely my pain is gone. I know that it works, you know, and everyone has to have their own personal experience to know. So,
yeah.
So I would highly recommend that if people have something that's continuous that doesn't get better, then they should try something different. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, this how you make it permanent is that watch your diet and have a regular exercise program,
right.
John, and
right.
your problem will never come
Very
back.
Very important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So right now your body much more balanced. If you do not eat wrong, that's number one, and regular exercise and create the flow of the energy and the circulation, then your pain will never come back.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, well, it was my pleasure.
Have a great weekend.
You.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain program with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was John on the line. He has been suffering from a leg pain for about 3 months. He's had 4 treatments with Dr. Tong, and his leg pain is completely gone. And if this seems hard to believe, check out our website, drtong.com, which is drtong.com. We have hundreds of cases where patients are cured of their symptoms. And it's
most of the time, the first time you feel better.
Significantly better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have everybody fill out a initial report. Mm-hmm. An initial report that's saying whether they get better or not. Over 90% of people with pain, depression, and most symptoms get better the first time.
Mm-hmm.
People who had fatigue, people do not have too much symptom, they will not notice something. So our overall average is like 88%.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, eliminating the people who had fatigue or doesn't have too much symptom to be in the beginning, okay? The people who have pain, depression, nausea, and stuff like that, okay, they feel better the first time, most
right,
of the time.
Right.
Yes.
And the thing that, you know, I want to bring up is working in the family practice office, you know, we see a lot of patients with these problems, fatigue, you know, most of them are upper respiratory tract infections or whatnot, but depression and fatigue and pain, the only thing that they know how to do is prescribe medication. And a lot of the time when they're depressed, especially, I think, you know, they'll go on Zoloft or Paxil or you know, one of the antidepressants. And it's almost as if when I see them, you know, they say that, they don't even really say they're better. It's almost as if they're in a daze. They don't really realize, you know, they're just going through the motions. I can tell them because their eyes are not clear. They're kind of blurry. And, you know, when they're looking at me, it's like they're just staring at me. They don't have the eye contact, you know, that someone who has the energy in them. And it's very sad because I think that depression is easy. It's not easy, but it's not a difficult thing to treat.
No, very easy to treat, actually.
Right, actually.
Very easy for me to treat. Yeah.
Right. If you hit the right points, I mean, yeah.
In fact,
you know,
on all my patients with chronic problem, with pain or whatever, okay, I always tell them I'm going to make them happier.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe next week or a week after that, I'll bring in a couple of guests. They came from Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Their wife have 20 years with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They scientific medicine failed to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
And she still survived, and she now knew the truth. So she came all the way from Portland.
Oh, was she...
Now she's a registered nurse, and she was much happier after 4 treatments.
Oh, okay.
And then she had some withdrawal problem, but she was much better. So we bring her back, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. If you'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Tong, please give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, that's 714-556-8664. We're here till 2 p.m. Pacific time. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We're going to have more guests this coming up, very exciting cases. And stay tuned. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website's drtong.com, drtong.com. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA. Here at CRN. The number, 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call at CRN. Join us, 1-800-336-2225.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.
When I couldn't pay my bills, it was very demoralizing.
There's not a lot of future in knowing that you have a debt that you may never see an end to. They made me feel as if I was worthless.
I definitely needed help.
Are you tired and frustrated of being in debt? Then you need the Debt Relief Clearinghouse.
I finally have control over my debt. It's finally going away.
It's a relief off my shoulders.
Now I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
The Debt Relief Clearinghouse is a professional organization of caring people committed to getting you out of debt.
We let people know that everything is going to be okay, and that we are here to help, and that's what we're all about.
I get so happy when I can say to someone, I can definitely help you.
You're not alone. Join the thousands who are already out of debt.
Well, now that we're out of debt, I can breathe easier. We can be happy again.
Now our relationship's a lot better. We don't have all the stress.
Don't wait. Eliminate your debt forever. Call 1-800-685-9977. To get out of debt, call the Debt Relief Clearinghouse at 1-800-685-9977. Call 1-800-685-9977. Call now.
Back to our show, Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. We just had John on the line with us. He's 60 years old, and 3 months ago he suffered from left leg pain, ongoing pain all down the left side of his leg. And he went to regular doctors, and which they didn't really do anything for him. They didn't know what was the cause of his pain. He went to a chiropractor, had 2 treatments, which also did not help him. He's had 4 treatments with Dr. Tong, and his leg pain is immediately gone. He has no more pain. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 800-336-2225. Again, that's 1-800-336-2225.
Well, I was saying that scientific medicine is really not scientific, because all we do is covering the symptoms. We never treat the cause of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying that people who had the depression were giving antidepressants, Zoloft, mm-hmm. and all the different drugs, okay? But the depression is not caused by lacking those substances
right.
in our life, okay? A normal person do not need those drugs to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we eat the regular stuff, natural stuff, and if you're balanced, okay, your mind's in your body, then you're happy. Okay, happiness is not due to the sadness or the depression, not due to lacking of those drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So giving the drug is totally unscientific. The second thing is the diagnosis, okay? The diagnosis is a symptomatic diagnosis mm-hmm. that medical doctor use a fancy term to label mm-hmm. it. So you say you have joint pain, the doctor say you have arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
So arthritis is completely equal to the joint pain.
Right.
So arthritis is not the cause of joint pain.
And the frustrating thing about that naming things is, you know, as the years go by, there are more and more new diseases, because they'll have a whole panorama of symptoms. And if there's one symptom that's different from another diagnosis, they're going to have a new name. And then we have to learn another new name of this disease. I mean,
And a new group of symptoms, new combination of symptoms.
Right. Okay? Like we had Doreen probably on maybe a month ago, and she had told you about Krest syndrome, right? And you didn't know what Krest syndrome was. Well, I know what it is, because I'm in med school right now. Krest syndrome is calcinosis, Raynaud's phenomena, esophageal dysmotility, scleroderma, and telangiectasia, which are all symptoms of scleroderma. And that's why they call it CREST, because that's usually what they have.
What's the CREST stand for?
CREST, C-R-E-S-T, calcinosis, oh. Raynaud's, esophageal dysmotility, scleroderma, and telangiectasia.
Any medical student out there, guys, try to forget it. After you finish
Well, after
board.
You take your boards.
Yeah, forget about it.
You got to know
it
for the boards because they asked that.
Yeah. So ridiculous.
Yeah, so, I mean, they have a lot of these acronyms, and, you know, if there's one that's different, then they have a whole new different disease, and it's just so frustrating because...
That's how they fool the people, well, because you sound like scientific,
right.
Okay? But it's foolish, it's misleading, it's useless, totally useless, okay? Mm-hmm. But whether you have CREST, whether you have scleroderma, whether you have multiple sclerosis, when you have pain, they give you pain pills,
right?
Okay? It doesn't matter what kind of pain, from what etiology, okay? A mm-hmm. doctor like Neurontin, they give Neurontin, Motrin, they give Motrin. So it doesn't matter, it has nothing to do with the diagnosis.
Right. I think the thing, that's what's the beauty of Eastern medicine, Chinese medicine, is they diagnose much more differently.
Different, we diagnose functional diagnosis.
Right.
It's a function of the mind and body that mm-hmm. maintains integrity and an orderly mm-hmm. state we call health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when the function breakdown the function is what caused the different symptoms.
Right.
So people with scleroderma, people with pain, okay, back pain, each person treats it differently
right.
because there are different functional breakdown.
Because the cause of, you know, two people who have scleroderma, for instance,
yes.
the cause may be different. One person may have more damp, the
yeah.
other person may have more heat, but they manifest exactly the same way.
If they attack the lung, you know, there's then the skin, they have
then
the scleroderma, but they have something else. They may
right.
have something else. So each person are treated differently. We don't treat scleroderma. We don't treat arthritis.
We treat the person. Right, because, you know, the two people may have, one person may have more heat, the other person may have more damp. So if they have heat, you want to sedate the heat.
Yeah.
If you have dampness, you want to clear the dampness.
The heat, the damp, and the stuff that you eat from the your diet is what mm-hmm. causing the heat, the dryness, the damp, mm-hmm. the wind, and so forth. Yes, other weather, the dietary, and your
emotional
factor that cause right. mm-hmm. the blocking of the mind
Those
from the body.
Exactly.
See, the mind maintains the body, maintains function. When there's a block, there's functional breakdown. The functional breakdown mm-hmm. is what caused the physical problem.
Mm-hmm.
And labeling the physical problem with different fancy name mm-hmm. does do nothing except mislead the doctor and the patient.
Mm-hmm. Well, a good example, I think, is a lot of people in the United States are very stressed out, frustrated. They
yes.
get angry, and that is a symptom of liver
yeah.
heat.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have all this stress upon you, the liver overacts, and mm-hmm. it may cause symptoms of like a rash, right? Because liver is wind,
mm-hmm.
or it may cause headaches when the heat rises up to the head, and that's the way that the Chinese diagnosis.
So why do you think we have so much anger and road rages?
Because I think the Americans in general have to work hard to survive. I think that's
the other places it works just as hard.
Well,
you know,
I think
Japan and Hong Kong.
But they have a different outlook in life too. I mean, I think
yeah.
The Japanese are more a unit. They work more as a system and function, whereas Americans are more isolated.
That's one factor. But the biggest factor is that we have too much junk in our system, too
mm.
much toxin. So the liver is the most burden organ in,
mm.
in the modern American.
Right. Well, especially
because
if
all
you
the
drink
toxins.
More and, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our office is open until 2 p.m. Pacific time today. If you have questions, give us a call at 1-800-336-2225. Again, that's 1-800-336-2225. Please stay tuned. We have an exciting show. Still half an hour left. We'll be back in a couple minutes after this break.
Can't lose. Penny saver, gotta fix my car. Penny mini grocery ad. Penny Saver, Penny Saver, I'm just so glad. Penny Saver, Penny Saver, save me some money. Penny Saver, Penny Saver, you are my honey.
Oh, Penny Saver.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. 8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.
Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA here at CRN. The number 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call at CRN. Join us 1-800-336-2225.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the L.A. County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information.
Well, welcome back to our show, Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. I'm Elaine, your co-host. At the top of the hour, we had John with us, a 60-year-old male with 3 months history of left leg pain. He went to the chiropractor, he went to regular doctors, he tried physical therapy, I think, and nothing helped. After 4 treatments with Dr. Tong, his leg pain is completely gone. And if it seems incredible, please check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, and click on radio shows. We have hundreds of cases on archived on our website.
In addition, there are case histories, letters from patients in the past. We actually had thousands and thousands of cases that we cure with chronic pain.
Right.
Yes.
Our next guest today, I'm actually very excited to introduce him. He's a dear friend of mine and also a mentor of mine. I started rotating with him this summer. He's an obstetrician, gynecologist, OBGYN. And he is actually the only doctor that I can actually talk to without getting frustrated because he understands.
He's not the only doctor.
Well, besides you, of course, but you know what I mean.
Right.
He understands what it takes for the body to heal, and he's a very smart man, and he's a wonderful surgeon. He's a very good surgeon.
He's the one who referred us Doreen, the one with the scleroderma skin problem. Yes.
So I'd like to introduce Dr. Lemansky. Is Dr. Lemansky on the line? Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi, Dr. Lemansky.
Hi, Dr. Tang. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I feel great. Excellent. Thank you.
Great. Yes.
Well, why don't you give us like a little history of what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong and kind of...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I had a problem with my back. I think that comes on and off for maybe a couple of months, and then it was getting worse and worse. So I'm an avid listener to Dr. Tong's show, and I believe in what he does, actually. So I figured...
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I really do. I didn't want to go to see a regular MD who's going to do an MRI and then says, well, you have this, we're going to open your back, we're going to do this, do that. But forget that.
Yes.
So I came to see Dr. Tong, who was very graceful. He spent 1 hour with me. We talked, and, you know, he gave me all kind of information that I truly believe in, that information that is factual.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons, really, why Western medicine don't do well in pain management is, number one, we haven't studied that. And number two, the state agencies are very repressive. If you prescribe medication, you're actually just masking the symptom. The pain is still there. So, you want to go, why is the problem? So that's your approach to that I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't believe in the treatment, it will work. If you believe in it, it will work a little faster. If you don't believe, it's going to work. So I actually referred my daughter to see him, too, and she is elated.
Oh, she had one treatment so far. We'll get her as a guest maybe next week, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
how did you hurt your back again? What were you doing? Did you do something stupid? Or?
Well, yeah.
Too much sex.
Yeah, no. I wish that would have been more fun. No, I was lifting heavy weights, 300 pounds. So I said, So
like this story.
Anyway.
Anyway, now what I feel great. I want to also thank Dr. Tong because to me he was a very honest person. And a very decent human being. He said, well, you know, I don't think I need to see you anymore. Now, you imagine a Western doctor telling you that? That would never happen. So come back. You still have a lot of problems, you know. So
that tells me
what kind of man you are. I mean,
thank you again.
Yeah.
That's the reason why people want to keep on doing treatment and not cure. Treatment is like repeated business indefinitely, okay? If this doesn't harm the patient, it's okay, but it's harmful.
Yeah.
So don't get repeated treatment. Mm-hmm. The reason why you can stay away is because you already have a lot of knowledge about exercising
food.
And about the diet. I told you a little bit about what you did wrong in your diet. If you stay on the right kind of diet, you don't need to see me.
Well, he
maybe once in a year get a little tune up, and then you'll be great. You know, so you don't need to do that.
So how's your back pain now?
It's gone, completely gone. I feel like a horse. I'm strong like a pole.
Yeah. How about emotionally? You know, I treated your emotion.
I want to tell you something different, weird. I have never cried in my life. So
the following day,
for whatever reason, I start crying. I mean, it's like unbelievable. But I wasn't unhappy or anything. I was just crying.
You know why?
Yeah.
We all need to cry a little bit, especially men, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We suppress our emotions, no good. When we suppress emotions, later on you'll come out. So
yes.
What I did on you was that I connect your spirit back in your body, and then you act like what you're supposed to act. And
yes.
That's why those are tears of joy. You know, sometimes some of them may be mixed with some of the sadness in the past.
Well,
so now you're releasing it.
Yeah, he's had a really, I mean, we could talk for hours on his life. I mean, you've gone through a lot. Is that true, doctor?
Yes.
Yeah, but you're a very strong individual. That's why you were able to take care of that. No? So some of your back pain had to do with some of the emotional trauma, the stress that you endured in the past.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You took care of most of it, but then not enough. That's why, you know, the physical trauma, the lifting of 300 pounds, okay, that caused a problem. Otherwise, if you don't have the stress, you wouldn't have the back pain, even you lift that heavy weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true, too. So, but I didn't believe in an MRI and then pain medication and then surgery. Forget that. So
that's
that was the last thing I want to do.
Yeah, I didn't do any tests on you. No need to do any tests. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I want to just tell you, I'm sorry, Elaine, I was just going to tell you, there is a joke in medicine. They said, oh, you still have your appendix? You still have your tonsils? Oh, your dad must be a doctor.
Yeah. So yeah. Elaine still had an appendix and tonsils. Okay?
I do.
That's why her dad's a doctor. Yes.
Yeah.
You're a very funny doctor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again. Huh?
Yeah, you're welcome. Yes.
Thank you for joining us, doctor.
I'll get your daughter to be on the show next week, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. I'm sure she'll have a lot of good things to say about you guys. Thank you again.
Yes,
Have a great weekend.
Okay.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Dr. Lemansky on the line. He is an MD, OBGYN, who's been suffering from back pain on and off for a few months severely. He lifted 300 pounds, and he just was in pain. He's had one treatment with Dr. Tong, and his pain is completely gone. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. If you have any questions, give us a call right now at 1-800-336-2225. Again, that's 1-800-336-2225. So we have our next guest online. Let's get her on the line.
Okay.
Laura.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Laura has been on our show before. I understand you were diagnosed with multiple sclerosis?
Yes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. She was falling frequently, almost daily, for 5 years, in spite of the fact that she has a lot of muscle. She used to be a very excellent athlete on 3 or 4 baseball teams, soccer team. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your problem in the past?
Well, I was falling. I was having tremor spells, just weakness, and I just wasn't able to do the stuff that I was able to do. I was basically in a wheelchair the majority of time.
Oh, really?
And that was about 5-6 months ago.
Mm.
And now, in fact, I'm out here on my feet enjoying my son's soccer game as we speak.
Yeah.
The main reason why I called is I had been told since my son just turned 6 last week, since he was born, that I couldn't have children any longer.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Tong told me hogwash, and he was right, and I am now pregnant.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Dr. Tong.
Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh, that's
called
wonderful
to thank
news.
You.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I was told because of my thyroid problems, which I also had, I had been completely off thyroid medication for the last 2 months now.
Yeah.
And he told me he was healing me, and I got off my thyroid medication. My last thyroid test a couple months ago came back normal.
Yes.
My thyroid
Here's
function
the point,
is
okay?
completely
Even
normal
if the
now.
Thyroid had problem, okay? You should not import thyroid from outside your body.
Mm-hmm.
The right treatment is to make the body get back on its own feet, doing its own thing, producing its thyroid hormone at the rate that the body's activity and physiological state demands, okay? Not giving thyroid, which is a synthesized molecule, but rather give it from the body production, which are qi, That's a difference, okay? Mm-hmm. Manufactured stuff had no qi. Vitamins mm-hmm. had no qi, no life.
Laura, how long were you diagnosed with this thyroid problem, quote unquote?
My thyroid function had been kind of abnormal for quite a few years. I've been on thyroid medication now for about 3 years.
Okay. And now you're off at all the medication? Was it
Synthroid? Completely off. I haven't
you're
taken it. Actually, I was actually on Armour Thyroid.
Armour Thyroid, okay.
I was on Armour Thyroid. My internal body temperatures were extremely low, which
okay.
is one of the reasons why they kept telling me I couldn't okay. I couldn't fertilize any eggs. And, you know, we started to believe the doctors because for 6 years we tried and couldn't have any more.
Mm-hmm.
And now here we are.
and you're off the thyroid medication now too, right?
Completely off.
And your thyroid
completely
levels
off.
Were normal?
Yeah, I just took a blood test here probably a month and a half ago, and
yeah.
it came back thyroid function completely normal.
Wonderful.
How about your internal temperature? Is that higher?
My internal temperature is completely normal.
Good.
That's wonderful.
Here's a point, okay? Like we said before, we don't treat arthritis, we don't treat multiple sclerosis, we don't treat Alzheimer's. We treat the patient.
I treat
you, okay? You did not complain. Infertility was not one of the problems that you complained about.
Mm-hmm.
But just balancing you, treating Laura wholesome as a whole person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everything became normal.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can have kids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, for the listener who do have problem in infertility, I have made quite a few people pregnant. Medically.
Yeah, it's good that you put that disclaimer.
Medically, okay, yeah. And in fact, the very first time was a friend of mine who's a pediatrician. He
mm-hmm.
bring his wife in who had irregular menstruation, headaches, you know, back pain, abdominal pain, and stuff like this. You know, and one of the things that I find out that they didn't have any kids. So I say, oh, I can help you with that. And he was just chuckling. You know, he didn't think that, oh, you can, yeah, acupuncture can help pain. But how do you do it in the endocrine level?
I'm sorry? Hello? Hello?
Look like we have a little technical problem with Dr. Tong. We're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be back with more Freedom from Pain with Dr. Tong here momentarily here on CRN and Hot Talk 830 KPLS.
Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA here at CRN. The number, 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call at CRN. Join us, 1-800-336-2225.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi Wing Tong, MD, on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information. Cable subscribers, have you thought about taking a cruise? Well, call this number right now, 1-800-SOS-SHIP, 1-800-SOS-SHIP. Find out about taking a cruise and find out how you can get a free cassette that will describe to you all the great amenities of a cruise vacation. You can call this number right now and get the free gift, the free radio program for Vacation Radio Magazine. Call 1-800-SOS-SHIP. It's a toll-free number. They'll give you all the information about cruises. They'll tell you about bargains. But the main thing you'll get is the free radio program for Vacation Radio Magazine. Call 1-800-SOS-SHIP. There's nothing to buy, no cost, no obligation. Just dial right now and get the free radio program. Tell them you're a cable subscriber. 1-800-SOS-SHIP. Ship. That's 1-800-SOS-SHIP. The free radio program is yours just for calling. There's no cost, no obligation. 1-800-SOS-SHIP.
A little break up before our break. So is Laura still there?
Hi, Laura.
Laura, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Oh, great.
So yeah. How far along pregnant are you, Laura?
I am actually about 2.5 months.
Good.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
And what's really impressive is this time in my last pregnancy, mm-hmm. I was extremely sick. I was hospitalized. Mm-hmm. I had lost 45 pounds because I couldn't keep anything down. And so far I've been completely healthy.
You sound healthy.
You know, a little bit of nausea here and there, but nothing major. Mainly usually at night. But
and you're active.
Extremely active. I'm, you know, I'm exercising and and just, you know, you've given me back my life. It's been incredible.
Yeah.
How's your multiple sclerosis? I mean, do you have it anymore? Or, I mean, the weakness in your limbs?
Not really. I mean, I've been doing really well. Every once in a while, if I get too, you know, too much in the heat, I live out in Hemet in the desert.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah, it's hot.
Yeah,
I
get a lot of heat, but, if I get too much heat, I start getting my tremors.
Oh,
but as far as the falling, it's non-existent.
Yeah, so you're playing baseball now. You're playing soccer, right? You told
softball?
Me that you're going
I'm kicking the ball around, and I'm trying to get back into shape so eventually I can play again.
Yeah.
I'm going to be delayed a little bit here.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's very, very important that you stay away from hot food and hot weather. Mm-hmm. Keep you cool. That's the cause of your so-called multiple sclerosis and tremor and so forth.
Yeah.
And yeah, too much heat, too much acid food. So
yeah.
If you learn that to do that, okay, you'll be very, very healthy for the rest of the pregnancy. And anything major, come right back and I'll fix you.
And make sure you get a lot of rest too. You have to have a balance. You don't want to overdo it either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been resting, trying to go to bed early. You know, like you said, I've been following, you know, the diet tips you've given me, and
great.
So far the pregnancy has been just great.
Wonderful.
Oh, good. Yes.
Laura, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
We're gonna have you on again soon. I know.
Yes.
Okay.
Have a great weekend. Bye bye. Okay, let's get to Gary from Sherman Oaks.
Hi,
we have
Gary.
A caller. Gary, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, you have a question for us?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
You have a question for us?
No, I just wanted to talk about Dr. Tong. I've been seeing him. I heard him on the radio a couple months ago, and I've seen him 6 times.
Okay.
Yes.
I've had a chronic shoulder problem for like 15 years. I'm an athlete.
Okay.
I'm an ex-athlete. I mean, I'm an old man now, but I've had 2 operations on it, and I've been to every doctor in the world, and I've not been able to solve this problem, and I've seen Dr. Tong 6 times.
Uh-huh.
And I'm back in the gym, and I'm feeling good.
Wonderful.
Fantastic, Gary. And thanks for calling in.
And how young are you, Gary?
I'm sorry. How old am I?
Yeah. How young are you?
How young? I'm 68.
You are the one that who say doctors nuts.
They're not nuts. They know how to get the money. They don't know how to solve any problems. You know, they give you something that'll take care of a symptom.
Gee,
still
Gary,
have a major problem.
So I'm glad you're finally feeling better. The first few times, it didn't last, okay?
No, it didn't. Well, you know what? I got that book you told me, and I changed my diet a little bit, and I'm cooling down. I don't have as much heat anymore, and I'm feeling so much better.
Wonderful.
Another thing is that, let me tell you something about, Gary, I tell the audience about you. You have chronic renal failure. Your kidney is failing.
Yeah, but kidney failure, right.
But you have kept your health by avoiding the regular doctors. For how long now?
How long have I had kidney failure?
Yeah.
About 10 years.
Oh, my
goodness. Gee, no, people with your
history
don't survive.
They would have put you on dialysis. They would have put you on dialysis.
They're trying to do that. You know, they keep saying, oh, you'll last another year and you'll be on dialysis. I said, you'll watch and see.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with you. You have a whole set of black hair at 68. You are incredible.
Are you sure they diagnosed you right?
No, he has kidney problem.
Oh, he does.
He has kidney problem.
Yeah, prove it. You know, I've been to more than one doctor. You know, and they all did the same thing. I said, isn't there any way I can get away from this? And they said, no. Your kidneys are going to fail, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, stay away from the dialysis for sure.
See, oh yeah, the first word in dialysis is die, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of a bad thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, this makes me very happy because finally I convinced you, okay? Because
you know what does it is that you talk to me for an hour, a half hour every time. And the first time I saw you, you talked to me for 2 hours.
Yes.
And if you're talking and your treatment, you know, one wouldn't be any good without the other.
That's
exactly.
True.
Education.
Both work together.
Yes. Okay. Uh-huh.
Gary, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you, Gary.
Gotcha. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, you make my day.
All right.
Weekend.
Yes.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's get to Joe from Irvine. Is Joe there? Hello? I don't hear. Can you turn your TV down? Is Joe there? Okay. Johnny from Mississippi? Is Johnny there? Okay. Anyway, if you're just joining us now, we've had a wonderful show today. Dr. Lemansky was on in the beginning. He hurt his back lifting 300 pounds. I don't know what he was doing lifting 300 pounds, but one treatment, he is no more back pain, and emotionally he's much better too. I mean,
he knows all how to take care of his body all the time.
Right. He exercises. He eats right. I mean, most of the time he probably had a little too much heat.
Yeah.
Because he's more
like
hot.
Like everybody else.
Everyone has heat.
Yeah.
Laura, this is an incredible story too. Diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, she's kicking the ball now, and her doctors had told her 6 years ago that she was infertile, that she couldn't have babies, and now she's 2.5 months pregnant with your treatments medically.
Yeah, she was on wheelchair all the time.
Right.
And now she's kicking the ball.
And now she's doing much better. And then Gary, if you guys missed that, he's had chronic shoulder pain, and he had six treatments with Dr. Tong. He's no more shoulder pain. He's had chronic renal failure for 10 years, and he's doing very well. He's following our treatment. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, that's 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Next week, I think we will be back again for the whole hour. I think football season is almost over. Again, give us a call at 714-556-8664. We're going to have more wonderful cases to share with you next week. So please stay tuned at 11 p.m. Pacific, CRN. Join us next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, CRN, and 11:30 a.m. on KPLS AM 830 Hot Talk Radio. This is Elaine saying goodbye, and have a fantastic weekend.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi Wing Tong, M.D. on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.